little bit close to half of the Democratic constituency. But when it comes to the national constituency, they're only about a quarter, and they should kind of wake up to that. I think unless the Democrats change course here and move more to the center, these trends indicate a devastatingly bad midterm election for Democrats. What we're seeing is that people's attitudes towards the economy has gone south. Most people think it's going in the wrong direction. Almost 9 in 10 voters are concerned about inflation. And attitudes towards the president and the administration have gone from 62% positive to about 43% positive. And so the storm here that's brewed, I think that this clearly, that these two elections here show that unless the Democrats move back to the center, these midterms are going to be really problematic.
Really problematic, I think, is understating the obvious. This is going to be horrible for Democrats, and hopefully, if we don't screw it up, it's going to be great for us. I mean, it's going to be really great for us. How good could it be? Michael McDonald, chairman of the Nevada Republican Party, will join us, and we'll get his guesstimate on how good this could be, statewide and individual. You talk about the assembly. You talk about the state senate. How good could this be? And what do we need to do to make sure that it happens? We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next. You know, it's just a Kevin Wall here for my friends at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment runs now through December 7th? There are big changes coming in 2022, including to Medicare Advantage, drug plans, and local medical networks and providers. That's why you need to reach out to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. Even if you've already enrolled, you need to know about these big changes coming in 2022. If your doctor has moved, retired, or you just feel out of sync with your present doctor, there are several new medical groups that are serving Las Vegas. And for you veterans, there are plans specifically designed to complement the care you receive from the VA. You don't have to drop one or the other. Your service to our country has earned you both. You can even pre-schedule your October review of your Medicare coverage. Just call Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. That's 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. One more time slowly, 702-410-8020. That's Blue Sky Insurance. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. The United States' monthly budget deficit fell in October. Correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
A much improved economy enabled the government to collect more taxes from individuals and corporations last month. The Treasury Department reports the federal deficit came in at $165 billion. That's 42% lower than October of last year, when it rang up a record $284.1 billion. In 2020, revenues declined while spending to deal with the impact of the coronavirus soared. For the 2021 budget year, which ended September 30th, the deficit totaled $2.77 trillion. That was the second highest on record behind the year before, 2020. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Bad inflation markers made it a rough day on Wall Street as the soaring price of food and energy sent the Dow plunging today. Kyle Rittenhouse broke down in tears on the witness stand at his murder trial Wednesday, describing how he was being pursued by the first man he shot and killed during a night of turbulent street riots in Kenosha. Defense attorney Mark Richards questions Rittenhouse on the stand about the events leading up to the moment when he shot three people during the protests in Kenosha.
On August 25th of 2020, did you come to downtown Kenosha to look for trouble?
No.
Would you have shot Joseph Rosenbaum if he hadn't chased you trying to take your firearm?
Objection, leading.
The murder case against Rittenhouse has been thrown into jeopardy. His lawyers have asked for a mistrial over what appeared to be an out-of-bounds questions asked of Rittenhouse by the chief prosecutor. Circuit Judge Bruce Schroeder did not immediately rule on the request, but was clearly angry at the prosecution, telling Thomas Binger he doesn't believe Binger was acting in good faith. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 240 points. More at townhall.com.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For a free quote, call 800-523-3771. That's 800-523-3771. 800-523-3771. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Alex and Orlando De Castro Verde are third-generation lawyers and lifelong Nevadans. They built De Castro Verde Law Group Personal Injury on their family principles. When you've been injured, they'll fight the insurance companies, seek maximum compensation, and stand by you the entire way, just like family. De Castro Verde Law Group Personal Injury. Our family will fight for yours. Online at dlgteam.com or call 702-222-9999.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy, known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
It's 2:04. This is your KMZQ Newsflash, powered by De Castro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. With more than a month and a half left in the year, 2021 is already the deadliest year on Nevada roads. State officials reported Nevada's 330th death this past weekend, surpassing the previous record set in 2016 and again tied in 2018. Zero Fatalities Program Director Andrew Bennett says as of the end of October, deaths were up 24% over last year. He adds that excessive speed has been a factor in about one-third of all fatal crashes, with more than 40% of the fatal crashes involving impaired drivers. The former Fountain Blue is becoming the Fountain Blue once again, and it even has an opening date, the end of 2023. The property's original developer, Jeffrey Soffer, is back. He says the 67-story resort will be called Fountain Blue Las Vegas and is scheduled to open in the fourth quarter of 2023. The project first broke ground in 2007, but fell victim to the Great Recession and has stood about 75% complete for more than a decade. Resuming work on that project means about 3,200 construction jobs and 6,000 positions once the strip resort is completed.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Expect bumper-to-bumper conditions on the 515 right now, eastbound at Main, westbound at Eastern. Only two lanes are available in each direction. That's between Main and Eastern as that bridge reconstruction work continues. And expect slow flows on Interstate 11 south at Horizon.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out!
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Number one. Time is running out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us on this Wednesday hump day edition of Live and Local. Kevin Wall with you till 3 o'clock. And then, of course, Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Can't wait to hear what he has to say about President Biden in the port of Baltimore trying to sell his bipartisan infrastructure bill and the Build Back Broke bill, as I like to call it, that they're going to try and pass November 15th in the United States Senate and the House, and it's going to be ugly. Michael McDonald is chairman of the Nevada Republican Party. Michael, I haven't talked to you since the Virginia gubernatorial election, but that was a tremendous victory for the Republicans, for independents, for just plain folks all across the country, not just in Virginia, but all across the country.
Well, I think it actually showed what's coming forth. In regards to if you're Democrat, Independent, Republican, you saw for a fact that the average person like myself and you are rising up and saying enough with this government. You know, they're telling people they have to mandate to get this shot. We're going to raise your children. You have no responsibility for your children. They're cramming down this CTR. Theory, whatever you want to call it, program,
critical race theory.
Down the throats of parents. They're teaching nothing but hatred. They're becoming very divisive. They're actually starting to see a very socialist agenda, which is now coming forward. We have the Nevada Democratic Party now is partnering up with a socialist to do a fundraiser for him here in Nevada. Look, regardless of where you sit, Nevada, I was born and raised in the state. Born and raised in this city, we are not about socialism. This is a very proud and pro-American state. And I think the American people, especially in Nevada, are rising up to show them that this is what it's all about. We're not going to have this done to us anymore.
Let me just ask you, I'm a firm believer that what is happening now is America is fighting back. They don't like to get bullied by their boss. They don't like to get bullied by their church or their government. And the fact is that what we've seen is, you know, in Terry McAuliffe, and he said it in that debate, that the parents, you know, shouldn't be second guessing administrators and teachers in these schools. In other words, sit down and shut up. Is that the way it's supposed to be?
No, and I think that you look at, you know, as we approach Veterans Day tomorrow, and God bless our Marines, happy birthday today. Thank you for defending us and keeping America free. But you're seeing that spirit, like I said before, this isn't about a party system. This is about America rising up. We're not going to have this. We have our veterans that have died for this, to make sure America was free, to make sure we had the freedom you and I have right now, have the privilege of serving under. They provided that blanket of freedom. And this, I think you're going to see this as a grassroots effort from all parties rising up and saying, we've had enough. We're pro-America. We're not anti-America. We're pro-police. We're not anti-police. And, you know, I think they went so far last year over the edge of ramming this down our throats. And, you know, the media is to blame. I mean, God bless you, and thank you for letting us come on your show. But the media has played right into it. They won't put out the truth on several issues. They keep it very housed. And you now see that the American people are pushing back more than ever. I mean, Democrats, Republicans standing shoulder to shoulder, saying the same thing.
13 Republicans in the House voted for the bipartisan infrastructure bill. And I'm just curious, what should happen to them?
Look, I think that everyone has to, it's all about individualism. It's all about choice. That's what we stand for in the Republican Party. But you have to answer for your actions. It's no different than what Carrie Buck is doing here in the state of Nevada. She wants to try and keep this rift going in Clark County. Her and her band of merry men, they're going to have to answer for their actions. At the end of the day, they're being more divisive to the Republican Party. They're being anti-Republican, and they're working for the Democratic Party. and they're being called out. I think we are seeing a very more aggressive approach within the Nevada Republican Party, definitely within the Clark County Party that Jesse Law runs. Membership is growing in leaps and bounds. But that's what it's about. It's about having to answer for your individual actions. And now they're going to be held accountable. I mean, it was disgusting when that vote came down. It was defeatist. I think that was something that one of the congressmen used. But it also, as a collective group, Congress is going to hold, Republican Congress, I should say, are going to hold those members responsible for their votes.
The one thing that I've come out of all of this over the last 6 months is learning how deep our bullpen is, that we've got some tremendously talented candidates. Now the question is, what can the state do, the state party do, to help these candidates, win their nomination and eventually win the general election? What are the marching orders out of your office?
Well, the main thing about it right now is we have such great candidates. The problem is a lot of them are running for the same office. And, you know, we cannot determine where they're going to run. We can't tell them where they're going to run. We encourage them, and we encourage their consultants they use that are, you know, that's their game. They're the ones that are the players, and they're the consultants that are calling the plays. We would hope they would actually tell their candidates, you know, this is a great opportunity for you to run for a different office. You're not ready for this office. And there's nothing wrong with saying that, because you can't roll off the couch and say, hey, I'm going to run for Congress. No one's heard of you. You can't raise any money, but, you know, your mommy says you're cute and personable, so you're going to run for Congress. It doesn't happen. It just, you can't let that happen. But, you know, it's free in America, and in Nevada, if you can pay the entry fee, you can go. So we've seen that numerous times. That's been our problem. It's in the Nevada Republican Party.
But we've seen Harry Reid, for instance, who would tell a candidate, your time is not now. Your time is 2 years down the road, and we've got this race, penciled in for you. We think you'd be a great fit for this particular office. Can you do that behind the scenes? I mean, off the record and all of that stuff?
Well, we've asked. I mean, we've never had a particular, we never had a head of the party, if you will. Usually, it's a governor, a very strong governor, and I think right now we have a couple governor candidates running now that will be phenomenal when they win the governor's race, and we'll be able to build a Republican Party around that. Look, my job is to raise money, which we've been our team has been very successful at that. We raised $10 million last cycle, brought it into the state of Nevada. We built an army. We're going to do the same thing right now. We're ahead of schedule from where we were last time for our fundraising. But, it holds a different level. I mean, when you're elected, you're saying, take Harry Reid, for example. Harry Reid built the machine around where he brought in millions of dollars, and if you went against that, you felt that. And I think right now, from where we're sitting with the RNC, the state party, and now collectively having 16 and change of the counties all rolling in the same direction since we got rid of Washoe chairman and the Clark County chairwoman, you start to see now that we're having that same success. We had the privilege of having Mark Meadows came in the last couple of days. Jim Marchant brought him in, and we had great conversations about him. His two focuses, and he's made it very public, were Virginia and now Nevada. I've sat with him back in D.C. I've worked with him extensively. Kevin, it's been great. He's a great man. His target, and a lot of people back in D.C., their target is to help Nevada turn red again.
It'll be interesting to see if all of these great candidates, out of all of them, we can find one candidate per office that can win in the general election. Will there be enough money? Because I know that the Democrats are going to pump a lot of money into these races, the governor's race, the Senate race, and some of the other constitutional offices. Do you see us having enough money?
I do. I think, with a good message and, where the state party's at right now, we're able to show that we're really moving forward in a strong direction. I think our last two cycles, we showed that we were lockstep at war with the Democrats. Barring them cheating, I think we would have won last election. When you look at it from right now, the Democrats do hold an edge as far as fundraising because they are able to funnel money through unions. They use PACs. They have George Soros and other these billionaires that are funneling money through different PACs that they put together, the .com people and all these other tech gurus. that are very left. A lot of them come out of Hollywood. You know, we have a very conservative base down south. We have a very conservative base to the Midwest, and we're blessed to have that. We've tapped into that. I mean, we have people nationally that are now investing in Nevada through relationships that, you know, I've been blessed to have over the last couple of years. And our state party members, our national committee men, committee women, that's what it takes. It's all about relationships and showing that we have something to deliver and providing that product for everyone to see. And I think that you're going to see, yes, we will have money. We have the right candidates doing the right thing, saying the right thing. Obviously, they're the ones that have to sell themselves. And I think that we have those candidates that are lined up to run right now that will do exactly that.
More with Michael McDonald as we continue. We're going to talk about the possibility of the former president. Will he be making a stop in Nevada anytime soon? We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton, Kevin Wall, Wayne Allen Root, the four voices of the apocalypse. Heard exclusively on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Steve Siddall here at Coach Pete's Money Desk, along with America's Wealth Coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuta. Coach, with right now, should we be saving for retirement or getting out of debt?
Steve, that's a proper balance kind of thing. It's like a seesaw. I think that it depends on what kind of interest rate you're paying on the debt, mm-hmm. what kind of balance the debt is. But if we don't have a retirement plan, we're never going to be able to retire. And so think about that, because companies don't give you pensions anymore for the most part. So we need to fund our own pensions. We do a lot of this consultation strategies there, looking at the debt, looking at what you want to do in retirement, look at how much you have put aside, and putting together a proper plan. It's customized for everyone. Steve, the next 10 people, we're going to do that at no cost or obligation. We're also going to give you the 15-minute retirement planner guide that I developed a few years ago.
Just call 888-702-6932. That's 888-702-6932. Or simply text VEGAS to 21000. That's VEGAS to 21000. Coach, before you go, you often talk about core and explore when it comes to retirement planning. Now, does that principle or does that process still stand firm today, even with the volatile market and the craziness going on?
Steve, we've been talking about this forever on the radio,
yeah.
over 15 years. What is a core and explore? Well, you have money put aside for retirement, but many people I've talked to have way too much money and way too much risk. And if you haven't seen that, you've seen it lately, right, with the coronavirus and the market going up and down. Let's put together our own plan that has the core money that is growing. It's protected from the zingers of the market, and it gives you that lifetime income you can never outlive. You can go to PeteOnDemand.com to find out more, but more importantly, give me a call right now. The next 10 people will put together your very own core and explore strategy, no cost.
That sounds great, Coach. Give us a call, 888-702-6932, 888-702-6932, or just text the word VEGAS to 600-700, VEGAS to 600-700.
Investment advisory services offered through Capital Financial Advisory Group, a Nevada registered financial advisor.
As we all reel in disbelief from the revelation of just how inept the Joe Biden administration is at conducting the business of the American people, from its cataclysmic failure at the southern border to the debacle in Afghanistan, only to be eclipsed by its unrelenting assault on our freedoms and liberties, promulgated by its draconian mask and vaccine mandates, haunts me daily as I reflect back to the unnerving feeling I had watching him sign executive order after executive order and being acutely aware of the aftermath that would surely follow. Now is the time that we get off the sidelines, get involved, and fight to reclaim for what so many others have freely given their lives to protect. This country, our home, America. I'm John Kovacs, Citadel graduate, a Republican candidate for Congress in Nevada's 3rd Congressional District, and I will protect this country from those who are hell-bent on destroying it. Please support me as I fight for you. Paid for by John Kovacs for Congress.
I don't know about you, but I love the holidays, whether it's Thanksgiving or Christmas or New Year's Eve. It's a great time to get together with friends and family. That's why I'm glad I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing a few months ago. He confirmed what I had suspected. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. I can't believe what I've been missing out on. And the hearing aids themselves are so small, so tiny, that even close close friends don't know I'm wearing them. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on all this world has to offer, call my friend Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids. Even if you were tested 3 or 4 years ago, you won't believe the advancement in the technology. Call 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com. One more time slowly. That's 702-369-1321. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
The same great show with the same great host. Just at a new time. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us, joined by Michael McDonald, chairman of the Nevada Republican Party. And I asked, kind of teasing, about the former president, Donald J. Trump, and will he be coming to Southern Nevada? I know you and I have talked about this on air and off air, and that you think he will be coming out at some point. Anything that you can nail down yet as far as a former president's appearance back in Nevada?
No, we looked at it. So we were trying to get him out here. The president's been very good about making sure everybody has their own opportunity to see him, and they wanted to go up north. The slots available, we're looking toward the middle of end of November, which is very difficult. You know, up north, we don't know what you're going to get. We were looking at a date for November 20th. We have some of our great people that have worked that, you know, kind of run the area up there, our county commissioners. You got Vita Keller, you got Ken Gray, and several of them have been working with us to try and bring the president here. But it's very difficult having that kind of weather and what we're looking at. So I want to bring him down south. I mean, that's kind of where I'm looking at right now. I mean, I think that, you know, we're dying to have him down here. He has committed to come back. You know, he loves Nevada. I mean, obviously he has a place here. There's no secret. It's he really cares for the people of the state of Nevada. I've been blessed to have the relationship I do with him. And he's one of the greatest men I've ever met, had the privilege to work with and campaign for. So we will have him here. It's just a matter of making it fit. He made the promise, and he's never, ever gone back on his promise, ever.
I know you communicate with the president on a regular basis, and I'm curious, with the January 6th commission trying to subpoena Mark Meadows and Kayleigh McEnany and Stephen Miller and a whole bunch of folks like that, does he seem bothered by that? I mean, I see him out on the stump, and he looks the same as he did when he was president.
No, it doesn't. I mean, look, he gets blamed. And it's disgusting what that's come to. I mean, him and his former staff get blamed for things that they did not do. The media sensationalized on it. They put his family through hell for 6 years, 5 years. It's disgusting. And obviously, in talking to Congressman Meadows yesterday, I spent the last 2 days with him, and Jim Marchant, it's been very, it was difficult to see that. You know, Mark Meadows is a great man. He's a hell of a guy. He really is. He's a nice man. He cares about people. To see him out, he always stops and talks to everybody. Very genuine. It's not phony. And to see what he has to go through. I mean, they're trying to subpoena him. They're trying to subpoena Steve Miller. It's disgusting to see what's happening, what they're doing. They're using this as, they're weaponizing the government. And there's nothing there. You know, blame them for what happened January 6th. He didn't do anything. Kevin, you and I discussed this, and this is something where I think that, you know, having your intelligence on this and your listeners have been phenomenal. When you look at it, I've been to about 3 dozen or better rallies with the president over the years I've been with him. I've never seen anybody bring ropes, ladders, bulletproof vests. I mean, I've never, never, ever seen that in any of our rallies. That was a coordinated effort that the president had nothing to do with, and none of his supporters that are in the inner circle had anything to do with.
Do you think that this former president will try to become president again? I know every time he's asked, he says, you're going to like the answer. Can't tell you about it. You're going to like the answer. What do you think he's going to do?
You know, I think when you just looking at it, obviously he's not going to let anybody know. He's playing everything close to the chest. But if you watch what takes place, there's so many people that I've never seen someone who's not president get this kind of support. Flags, bumper stickers, phone calls. The rallies are 30,000 plus. Alabama, I don't, it was ungodly what they have down in Alabama. Ohio. You know, these are things that he has a following that's second to none. But the best thing about it is this.